The Johnson Wax Program. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's self-polishing glow coat present Fibber McGee and Company with Jim Jordan as Fibber, Donald Novis, the Four Notes, and Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with Don't Ever Leave Me. At this time of year, every woman secretly yearns to run away from housework, to escape from the drudgery of cleaning and scrubbing. Well, now here's a way to save yourself hours of tiresome work without feeling that you're a shirker in any sense of the word. Just get some Johnson's self-polishing glow coat and apply a little of this easy-to-use liquid polish to your floors and linoleum. Then put on your hat and march out. When you come back, you'll be greeted by beautiful, shining floors. Floors that will stay clean and fresh because they're protected from dirt and wear by the shining Glow Coat polish. You see, Glow Coat is self-polishing. It shines as it dries without help from you. Now, if you feel a touch of spring fever coming on, hurry up and put Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat on your floors. Then you can play hooky from work, and your floors will look more beautiful than ever before. Just be sure you get the real thing. GLO-COAT. Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. Wistful Vista is the more or less happy home of a new Rendezvous de Sandwich on the corner of 14th and Oak Streets. It's a new hamburger stand, owned and operated, temporarily at least, by our own leader of cafe society, Fibber, you know our hamburgers because we know our onions, McGee.
I'll see, bud. What'd you have? Two hamburgers and coffee. That'll be 30 cents. Thank you. Didn't you want some more coffee, bud? The second cup is free.
Not terrible.
Well, bud, I guess you didn't read the sign.
What sign?
Why, right up there. Coffee like mother used to make. What do you mean, insulting my mother that way?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I gotta make this joint more exclusive. Have to get some tablecloths and scare away the riffraff, I guess. Hey, Chef.
Yes?
I had a complaint on the coffee a minute ago. You sure it's okay?
Oh, sure. I just had four cups myself and I feel all right. Except I can't get my eyes uncrossed.
It ain't the coffee that makes you cross-eyed. Take the spoon out of your cup.
I never thought of that.
Well, don't... Uh-oh. Here comes Mrs. Uppington. Get that griddle hot.
It's hotter than a $2 pistol now, boss.
Oh, May, how do you do, Mr. McGee? Oh, what a quaint little shop, really.
Well, thanks, Uppy. How... Say, you look kind of upset.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am, Mr. McGee. Oh. I suppose I'm just a silly girl, but Horatio and I have... Well, we've quarreled.
Oh.
We've had a tiff.
Oh, dear. A tiff?
Hmm.
Oh, that's tough. But give me the details, Uppy. What has poisoned Cupid's arrows now?
Oh, it was such a trivial thing, Miss McGee. Uh-huh. Oh, it was such a silly thing. Oh, that old oil stock.
Uh-oh.
You see, Horatio was so hurt because my broker refused to permit me to turn in my AT&T for a wonderful investment in Brazilian oil. You see, Horatio is president of the oil company, too.
Yes, I thought so.
Oh, such a stupid misunderstanding.
Oh, forget it, Uppy. Why don't you have a hamburger and forget your troubles? A nice, well-did hamburger with onions.
Heavens, how plebeian.
Without onions, then. Better eat something. Remember, many an empty stomach has been mistaken for a broken heart.
Maybe perhaps you're right.
Sure I am. Come on, grab a stool, Uppy, and order up.
Very well. Now, I think I shall start with some caviar.
Okay, Uppy. Hey, Chef, rob a sturgeon.
Frisk a fish!
What else, Uppy?
Some jellied consomme, I think.
Pea soup with the palsy.
A jitterbug gumbo.
And now for an entree. Let me see. Oh, yes, curried shrimp.
Rub down for a lobster's cousin.
A Swedish massage for a shellfish.
Oh, dear. Any dessert, Uppy?
Yes, a chocolate eclair and a demi-tasse.
Okay. Brunette on a bun and a mug for a midget.
A suntan cream puff and a drop in the bucket.
Well, dry them tears and take it easy, Uppy. Your hamburger will be right up.
Hamburger?
Why, sir?
But really, I didn't want a hamburger.
No, but these hamburgers. Why, listen, Uppy. Do you realize that every cow in the country hopes its kids will grow up to be a McGee hamburger? Boy, for a calf, that's like growing up to be president. I'm telling you, Uppy, you never had such a ham...
Please, Mr. McGee, can't you see that I'm in no mood for this? Oh, dear me, I'm such an unhappy girl. Oh, you'll have to forgive me, Mr. McGee, but really, I simply must go. Goodbye. Goodbye.
You gotta go. Well, I feel kind of sorry for her. It's a terrible thing to find your big moment is really small time. Hey, Chef! Cancel that hamburger.
Okay. Back in the barn.
Hello there, Johnny. Need a good dishwasher?
No thanks, old-timer. We use paper plates and throw them away.
Hey!
I says no thanks. Besides, washing dishes wouldn't be good for your rheumatism. You go on and be a little stiff in your own joints.
That's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way I heard it. The way I heard it, one feller says to the other feller, say, them hamburgers smell pretty good, Johnny.
Will you have one, old-timer?
Sure will, Johnny, a little later. What was I talking about? Oh, yes. See where the Republicans might run this feller Dewey for president. That so, says t'other feller. He got a good record? Sure has, says the first feller. Look what he done at Manila. Make that hamburger of mine with plenty of onions, Johnny. Ain't got a date tonight. Keep it hot for me while I go home and get my teeth.
I'll say he ain't got a date tonight. He may have spring in his heart, but that don't help the fall in his arches. Old curmudgeon.
Hey, boss!
What's the matter, bud?
You know that big can of cream we use for the coffee?
Yes.
Well, we ain't got much milk left in it.
Okay, I'll order some right away. Hello, operator. Give me the Wistful Vista cream. Oh, is that you, Mert? It's Fibber McGee, Mert. How's everything? Huh? Your old man. Oh, that's too bad. Split his what? Oh, dear, dear, dear. Rushed him right down there, huh? What's that, Mert? 22 stitches, eh? Well, I warned him, Mert. I told him them pants was too tight. Just call the creamy for me, will you, Mert? And tell him to send me over some cream. Okay, thanks, Mert. Oh, hi, Billy.
Hello, Fibber.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Fibber.
Well, have a couple of hamburgers?
No, thanks. I had one this morning and didn't like it. Found a piece of cloth in it.
Why, Don, a piece of cloth in one of our hamburgers? Well, hey, wait a minute. What color was it?
Blue.
I thought so. That was blue ribbon beef you was eating there, boy. What you gonna sing, Don?
I promise you.
Oh, I like that there. You go ahead and sing while I... Oh.
Greeting, Gate. What'll you have on your plate? That's from the Hope Show, and we sure hope you like our hamburgers.
Well, I do. I was in this morning and bought six. Fix me up a couple more of them, will you? Just like the last ones. Very thin and very well done. Better make it four of them to go out.
Oh, okay, bud. A quartet for a road show.
One for the griddle, cook it slow, brown in the middle, and four to go.
Take it, Don.
My love for you is as great as a love can be. Yet words couldn't quite express the way that I feel. And as we stand at the doorway of days to be, I faithfully take an oath on all that concerns us both. I promise you with heart sincere that I will always love you, dear, that when you need me, I'll be here. I promise you. I promise you I'll build a shrine where we can keep our love divine until the very end of time. I promise you, with every dawn that I awaken, I know my chances will increase to keep the vow I've taken, to see that your joys never cease. I promise you your heart will sing in what will seem eternal spring. I'll try to bring you everything.
That was Donald Novus, folks, singing I Promise You. And very, very good, too, Don. That was one of the best numbers. Oh, hi, sis. Welcome to the Palais Tomaine. Sit down and have a McGee hamburger. They're as sweet as a girlfriend the week before Christmas and as tender as our foreign relations.
No, no, thank you. I'm making a special survey. Tell me, do you think the radio will ever replace the phonograph?
Of course it won't, sis.
Why not?
You can't play both sides of a broadcast.
Oh, thank you.
These surveys. I'll bet the reason so many businessmen go out of business is they have to take so much time from business to fill out questionnaires asking them how business is. Wow, some business.
Hello, Fibber.
Oh, hi, Harpo. Have a hamburger?
No, I don't believe I want a hamburger. Haven't you got a nice juicy steak?
Nice juicy steak? Why, certainly. How about a big, juicy filet mignon?
Oh, boy, swell.
Okay. Hey, Chef, saddle a filly for a steak race.
They're wrong!
You going to be a regular customer, Harpo?
Oh, probably. I eat all my meals out, you know.
Gee, but don't you get tired of that, Harpo? Why don't you get married and settle down?
Well, gee, I proposed to a girl once, and she said no.
She did? Maybe you didn't propose right.
Yes, I did. I proposed real nice and on my knees, too.
Well, what'd you say to her?
I said, darling...
Mood music, Mills.
I said, darling, look at this dull, dingy floor. Let me build you a little love nest, and we'll call it Glowcoat Manor. I'll show you how you can keep your floors and linoleum bright and shining with Johnson's Glowcoat. With absolutely no rubbing or buffing to roughen those little hands of yours.
Oh, boy, what passion.
And then I said, think of it, dear, just to pour a little glow coat on the floor and spread it around with the long-handled applier, and then you and I holding hands on the sofa for 20 precious minutes while the glow coat dries to a beautiful mirror-like polish.
I'd like to have seen the love light in her eyes when you got to the part about saving one-third on the large-size can.
Well, you know, that was the odd part of it, Fibber.
Huh?
She suddenly stood up with a strange look in her eyes and said, listen, Poodle. She used to call me Poodle.
Oh.
Listen, Poodle, she said, where do you get this wonderful Johnson's glow coat? And I said, oh, at any hardware store, a drug store, or the grocery man. And then she was gone.
Oh, and then you never saw her again no more?
Oh, yes, at her wedding. She'd gone right out and married the grocery man.
Oh, I see.
I guess I just don't understand women.
Here's your steak, Mr. Wilcox.
Shall we give you a bone on the side, Poodle?
No, thanks. This will be all... Say, this is a hamburger. I thought you were giving me a nice, juicy steak.
That's it, Harpo. Only we grind our steaks up. That's what makes them so juicy.
Oh, gee whiz.
Yeah.
What's the matter, boss? Didn't he want the hamburger?
No, I guess not. Put it on a table by the window and I'll eat it myself. Give people passing by confidence in the place to see the boss eating his own victuals. Oh, hiya, bud. Here's the hamburgers you ordered.
Oh, thanks. Fix me a half a dozen more, cooked exactly like those others. Thin and well done. Oh. Even better done this time. I'll be back for them later.
Okay, bud. Hey, chef. 6 hamburgers to go. Thin and well done, and hurry them up.
6 calls. Stampede them.
Hello, mister. Do you need a good cashier?
Yes, it's Zazu Pitts again, folks. The gal with the permanent wave in each hand. What made you think I might need a cashier, sis?
Well, I thought if you had somebody sitting at the desk there by the window, you know, somebody with a... Well, I don't know as I ought to say it myself, but you know, a certain appeal.
Well, that's a thought, sis. You need the job?
Oh, not financially. Uh-huh. But goodness, I thought now there is a place to work where a girl can meet some nice men in a refined way. I think sitting there all day long, handling money and watching men eat, would satisfy both my playgirl complex and my maternal instinct.
Well, I don't know, sis. What experience you had?
Well, my last experience, mister, was at the public library.
Uh-huh.
A very nice man came up to me and said, what are you doing tonight, babe? And I thought a minute and said, well, I'm going home and rinse out a few things. And then I'm going to church for an hour or so, and then I looked up and he was gone. Another experience
just
I had...
Just a minute, sis. I didn't mean your romantic experiences. What experience you had as cashier?
Well, I've kept my own budget for years and years, mister.
Mm-hmm.
I'd show it to you, but it's in the same book as my diary. And maybe I might have been a little too frank in a girlish sort of way.
Listen, sis, are you accurate? Can you make change?
Oh, dear, I'm sure I can. My grandfather was a lightning calculator and only made one mistake in his life.
What was that?
He calculated lightning wouldn't strike him if he stood under a tree in the golf course. We never found anything but his niblick.
Well, that's too bad. But it just takes one stroke to ruin a man's game. Now, listen, sis. If you work here, we can't have you eating hamburgers all day long. You realize that, don't you?
No, dear, yes. I don't like hamburgers anyway. Don't you ever serve chicken? We always have chicken at our house.
That's all.
I take the wings, my brother takes the legs, and mother gets the liver, but the heart belongs to Daddy.
We don't seem to be getting anywhere, sis. I'll give you a simple test. Now, suppose I just had a couple of hamburgers at 10 cents apiece, 2 cups of coffee, the second one free, and a piece of pie at a dime. How much would I have to pay?
Nothing.
Why not?
Dear me, you own this place, don't you?
I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you won't do.
Well, all right, but if you change your mind, my telephone number is 476.
476?
Oh, tell me, mister. Is your Mr. Wilcox married?
Why, no, he ain't, sis.
No, my, and he's so nice, too. Where does he live, mister?
At the Wistful Vista Bachelor Apartments. Why'd you want to know where Harpo lives?
Well, it's probably just fate, mister, but do you realize I pass by his house almost every afternoon, starting tomorrow?
How dear to my heart are the scenes of my childhood, when fond recollections presents them to view. But something sure has happened to the old oaken bucket. His story's sad but true. There's a hole in the old oaken bucket, and it don't hold no water no more, no more. There's a hole in the old oaken bucket, bucket, and through it the water does pour. Oh, it was the best tale in the Ozarks, with nary a defect or a flaw. Where the hole in the old oaken bucket was put there when Ma shot at Pa. Pa was too romantic with the hussy on the hill. He thought it was right to help her to the well by the mill. Ma didn't think that no reason for poor Pappy's carrying on. She told him to act like a mountain man, dee 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 dee, then she pulled the trigger once again. There's a hole in the old oaken bucket, and it don't hold water no more. So I plugged the hole with my finger, and all around it water did pour. Oh, I guess there's no use in denying, the end of our bucket has came. Oh, there'd not be no hole in the bucket if Ma had a took better aim, aim, aim. Oh, if Ma had a took better.
That was the four notes singing a Billy Mills arrangement of There's an Aperture in the Old Oaken Container. Well, that was nice going, kids. If I wasn't wrapped up in this hamburger joint, I'd back you in a bucket shop. Now, let's see. I better make out the menu for tomorrow. H-A-M-B-U-R-G-E-R-S. There. That's taken care of. Oh, hi, Boomer.
Good day, Fancy Pants. Good day.
What's this about you and Mrs. Uppington having a falling out? I hope it's nothing temporary.
Quite true, quite true. The dear girl has been badly advised, I think.
That's all.
After all we have in common, she insists on holding her preferred. Yes, yes. And you, nosy Parker, I hold responsible for the lovely creature's financial stubbornness.
Who, me? Why, shucks, Boomer. All I ever said about you was that you was a crook and a bum and the kind of a chiseler that would scrape the gold leaf off the sign in front of the old lady's home. Shucks. I thought that was a real conservative estimate.
Crumbleface, one of these days you will go too far with me. But I'm not the one to hold a grudge. No, not Horatio K. Boomer. By the way, how is my credit for a hamburger?
Bad, Boomer, bad. No dough, no grub.
I was afraid of that. Only reason I ask, I don't believe I have anything smaller with me than a $100 bill.
That's so. Well, let's see it.
Oh, certainly, certainly. Have it right here. Someplace. Let's see now, where did I put that $100 bill? $100 bill, $100 bill. Beautiful sound, isn't it? $100 bill. How would I put that bill? Here's a personal letter from a collection agency. Very affectionate, too. A little squeeze in every paragraph. Driver's license for a man named Dillaway. Seemed to have driven his car away by mistake. Must have been an important citizen, too. Had a motorcycle escort behind me for 12 miles. Let's see, letter opener.
What do you mean, letter opener? That's a tea kettle.
It's still a letter opener, Potato Bug.
Well, come on, Boomer, the $100 bill or no hamburger?
Ah, yes, the $100 bill. Where can I put it? Invitation to a reception, small affair, no one there, had to crawl in through a window. A gold wristwatch, birthday present from little hula dancer, beautiful movement, too. Toupee with gray hair. Always wear that when I want to worry about something. And a check for a short beer. Well, well, imagine that. No $100 bill.
Yeah. Surprise.
Yeah, wonder what I could have done with it. Too bad if I lost it. It was made by a dear friend of mine. He ran off 10 of them and then ran off. Somebody hollered, "Cheese it," and he welched the rabbit. Well, good day, son of Frankenstein. Good day.
What a guy. The minute I seen him get a load of Uppy's diamonds, I knew that romance was headed for the rocks. Oh, well, I don't suppose there's any...
Hello there. My hamburger's ready.
Oh, you betcha, bud. That'll be 60 cents. Thank you. I certainly appreciate your trade, bud. You're my best customer. Hope you come in often.
Oh, I will. Your hamburgers are just right for me. Fried well done and thin.
Oh, that's fine. You say you got a shop near here?
Yeah, right down the street.
What kind of work do you do that makes you so hungry?
Hungry? Oh, I don't eat those things. I'm a cobbler, and I use them for half sole.
We'll be back in just a moment. But now we have news for you about a money-saving offer which you can't afford to miss. For a limited time, your dealer is featuring Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat in big, giant-size cans. These giant sizes contain one-third more than the regular amount, yet you pay not one penny more. By asking for Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat now in the giant-size cans, you actually get one-third more for your money. But we must warn you, these giant sizes are going fast, and we don't want you to miss out. So phone your dealer tomorrow morning, or go to the store and get a supply of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat in the giant size cans. You'll be money ahead, and you'll appreciate having these big cans of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat ready for convenient use. Don't delay. Buy Johnson's giant size cans tomorrow and get one-third more for your money.
Well, folks, we want to thank America's number one glamour girl, Zazu Pitts, for appearing on our little hamburger barbecue tonight. And incidentally, we don't like to do the same kind of a show 2 weeks in succession, but don't be surprised if we're back at my sandwich parlor again next Tuesday night, March 14th. Our income tax man is insistent on a joint return. Good night, folks.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
Deborah McGee and Company has been presented from Hollywood's Radio City. This is the National Broadcasting Company.